Blog Talk Radio.
Started tonight. I'm going to go ahead
and open up the broadcast in prayer. And I ask you to join with me as well as we go to the throne of grace in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just give you all the praise. We give you the honor because you are such a great, wonderful, and mighty, and awesome God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence here tonight. We pray, Lord God, that you anoint the woman of God, Dr. Justina Awani, afresh to be able to share information, Lord God, that will be able to help the masses to have health, healing, and wholeness in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you all the praise. I pray for everyone that has tuned in tonight. Bless them and bless them indeed, Father. Meet them at their point of need, and we will be certain, hallelujah, to give you all the praise, honor, and glory, for you indeed are worthy. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're going to go ahead, praise God, and open the lines up with Dr. Awani. If you will go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, then we will open the lines up and give you the mic. Praise God. Dr. Justina Awani. Let me see if she signed in yet. Amen, amen. Well, we're going to give her a few more moments. As we are preparing for her, I'm going to go ahead and play a song of praise just to usher in the presence of the Lord tonight. Listen and be blessed. This is one of my favorites. I never get enough of every praise. Every praise, every praise belongs to our God. Listen and be blessed.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Every praise is to our God. We give him all the praise. I received a message from Dr. Awani. She is running a little late, but that's okay. We'll pray, welcome her when she's able to sign in. She also, for those of you that don't know, but if you're in the Atlanta area, she is the owner and founder of Nature We Belong Natural Foods, which is located in Tucker, Georgia. If you want more information regarding that, please let me know. We certainly will be able to share that with you. She makes a host of different herbal supplements, juices, foods, etc., that would be of great benefit. And I can speak to that because Dr. Awani and I, we actually met after I was diagnosed with smoldering myeloma, along with an autoimmune issue with multiple sclerosis. And so I've been working along with her, and she's been working along with me, providing through prayer herbal supplements that have certainly assisted me in my health and have truly even amazed my doctors. And so that is the reason why, that as the word of God says, that he put the plants and herbs here for the healing of the nation. And God's word is true. I tell you that it is. And God is ever, ever, ever so faithful. That does not mean, hear me when I tell you this, that I do not value physicians, and I value nurses and those that are a part of the health care feel as well, because God can use anyone to promote his healing through. But I also thank God that there are herbal alternatives that work, praise God, that work. And so tonight, Dr. Awani, as she comes on the program, she shared with me that she wants to approach Queen Talk tonight from a bit of a different perspective. She wants this to be a more engaging broadcast. And when I say engaging, she's going to begin by asking the question, what do you treasure? What do you treasure? And we want your feedback as you look over and through your life. We want to know what you treasure. See, the word of God tells us in Matthew chapter 21 that where our treasure is, there our heart will be also. And so those things that you treasure are those things that you actually invest in, and things you spend your money on, and things that you spend time in, and things that you make exceptions for. Those things you treasure, you tend to give a little extra to and go the extra mile in. Those things that you treasure, you're going to handle it with care. I love my family. I love my husband, my son. I love, first of all, Almighty God and my relationship with him. Those things that you treasure, you're going to spend time in. You're going to take love and care for. What do you treasure? Those things that you treasure, you're going to try and make sure in the care of them that you get the assistance needed when you need help with whatever that you treasure. You're going to research and try to make better those things that you treasure. Those things that you treasure, you are truly going to pray about. Oh, yes, you are. Those things that you treasure, you tend to seek God's help with. You reach out to him whenever there's a need for in the midst of those things that we treasure. Those things that we treasure, you're going to share information about them with others. I truly hope that you would. Those things that you treasure, you're going to treat wisely. You're going to put some thought to those things that you treasure. You're going to treat respectfully. I value relationships. You're going to treat those things respectfully and with care. So we're going to open the lines up tonight, and we want to talk about those things that you treasure. Also, too, do you treasure your health? Do you treasure your health? Because in our community, especially in the Black community, we are faced with and laden many times with a variety of different health issues, a variety of different sicknesses and diseases. But nevertheless, God has already shared with that it is his will that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. And so if you treasure your health, then you're going to do what you can, and I would think to try and do what you can to maintain your health. So what do you treasure tonight? I'm going to go ahead myself and open the lines up, and as Dr. Awani comes in, I'm going to allow her to go ahead and take the mic over. But I want you to tell me, what are some of the things that you treasure tonight? I know Minister Gretchen Manley is on the line. Go ahead and press one on your dial pad. Let's talk about what you treasure, praise God. Minister Manley, what are some of the things, hallelujah, that you treasure tonight?
Hallelujah.
Can you hear me?
Amen. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you as well, and thank you for joining us. Go right ahead, please. What are some of the things that you treasure?
Well, I'm like you. I treasure my relationship with Almighty God and Jesus Christ
Amen.
As our Lord and Savior. And I try to every day give him glory, give him honor, you know, just lavish
Amen.
Him with some of the love that he has lavished on me, because he's just so worthy. He's just so worthy. I mean, just the name of Jesus,
yes,
it just makes me just want to shout right now. But, yeah, I really treasure that relationship, and I'm glad I have it, because I see in these times when times are going so bad and people don't know which way to go, which way to look, how to act, what to do. And I am reminded that they don't have a relationship with Christ. They don't have any hope. They're feeling hopelessness. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just glad that I have that hope that he will take care of me and let me know that, you know, I may not know what's going to happen, but God will take care of us. God will watch out for us. God will make sure whatever we need, we are going to get. But he's going to have to do it
That's
his way. And I really treasure that about him, that he knows best. We may not know, but he knows best. And sometimes when the father knows, he knows something the children don't know. That's something people just don't realize nowadays. Father knows better than we do. We think we know everything.
Yes.
But God knows best what we need, even for ourselves, for our children, for our friends, for our family, for our health. Even sometimes we may be going through something. I know I be going through things with my health or my strength or my family, and I think I have the answers. And me and my husband think we have the answers. But I'm so glad I remember to treasure that relationship with God, that you don't have to worry about what the outcome is going to be. You don't have to worry what you're going to have to do about it. All you have to do is put your hope and your prayers in Jesus Christ. He's going to work it out. He's already got it worked out. And I don't know
That's
about
right.
you, but I treasure that, because it's taking a whole lot of strain off of me. It's taking where I don't have to worry and wake up, sleep, you know, have sleepless nights and making calls to everybody you know on the Rolodex trying to figure out, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
But you have that relationship mm-hmm. with God. You treasure it because you're like, wow, I don't have to worry no more. It's off of
Amen.
Me. It's on God. If God can't fix it, can't nobody fix it. Nobody.
That's right.
God can take care of everything. And I tell my children that, and I tell all my friends that, don't worry about it. Let God. It's such a blessing to know
mm-hmm.
that somebody can take care of you when you can't take care of yourself. Such a blessing to know when things are going all on the left field, when you feel like you have no control. We don't have no control of other people, our friends, sometimes family, or even the government, or even your city or your community. You feel helpless, but not when you have your trust in God. not when you cherish that relationship with him. And I do declare,
amen.
I believe, some pastor, that a lot of people, they don't cherish that relationship or believe that that relationship is strong, or believe that that relationship is real. Because if you believe in something, you love something so much, you believe it's real. I believe my husband is real. I believe my husband really loves me like Christ loved the church. And what?
Amen.
How much more does Jesus Christ love us? How much more would he want to do for me that I need? How much more would he look out for me than anybody else? Even more than my own husband. That's amazing. That gives me comfort. But I mean, if my husband can love me, but Jesus said, you know, if you know how to give your children good things, what do you think your father could do? And what do you think? I know my daddy, he would give me some good things. And he was only a human man, but he was able to do what he could do. I mean, how much more do you think your heavenly father would do for you? That's
amen.
A relationship to cherish above all others. Cherish it. Hold on to it. And if you don't have it, my plea for you tonight is receiving.
That's right.
Give it to him. Give your life to
amen.
Him. Give your heart to him. Give your heart to him. I'm not talking about joining a church or joining an organization or joining a religion. I'm talking about giving your heart to Christ, having something you can cherish above anything else in this world that nobody
amen.
Can take, nobody can't rebuke, nobody can't overpower.
Amen.
And that's your relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. So wisely said. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Praise God, praise God, praise God. She treasures the relationship, and she shared with us why, with her Heavenly Father, with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you so much,
amen.
Minister Man. Praise God. We thank God for you. Sister Joycelyn Williams, praise God. I'm going to bring you into the studio. Good evening, Sister
praise
Joycelyn.
Good afternoon, Pastor.
Good afternoon,
all Queen Talk ladies. How you all doing today? Praise
amen.
The Lord. What I treasure. Oh, it's a blessing. Thank God. What I treasure. I treasure my relationship with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm just so delighted to be a child of God, you know, for him, praise God, to love him because he loved me
amen.
With everlasting love. And I thank and
amen.
Praise God for that. And, you know, we can treasure. I treasure my husband. I treasure my relationship with my husband, my family. It's just so
amen.
Much that we're here, down here on this earth, praise God. But most of all, we can count on this, that God loves us and that I can treasure that. I can treasure his love. And
amen.
Like Pastor Greg saying earlier, praise God, whatever you go through, don't worry about it. God is able. He got you back.
Oh, yes. Yes, he is. Praise God.
And I just thank and praise God for that. Because when I can't count on no one else, I can always depend on the Lord. He's always here for us. Praise God. And I just thank him for it. It is so much. It is so much that I have to treasure. You know, that I treasure for my life. Like I say, my husband, my children, different things that I'm going through are things that happens. But you know what? All is well.
Amen.
By the grace
that's
of God.
Right.
And I just thank God. Praise the Lord. And it's a blessing
amen.
To be able to treasure that love for
oh,
God.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Praise
yes,
God.
It is. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. So much. Praise God. Sister Joycelyn, yes. And she talked about how she treasures her relationship first and foremost with Almighty God. And then she shared how she treasures her relationship with her husband, with her family. Yes, we treasure those relationships because truly, truly, they are a blessing in our lives. They are a blessing in our lives. I'm going to as I see, I have Mother Pat Gallo on the line tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask her to chime in momentarily and talk about the things that she treasures in her life. Because truly, again, where those things that you treasure, where your heart is. Oh, yes, yes, yes. There your heart will be also. Mother Pat, let me bring you on in. Just one moment here. God, praise God. Can you hear me, Mother Pat?
Yes, ma'am, I sure can. And good afternoon, Queen. Oh, I just thank God that I looked on my text and said, oh, tonight is Queen's night. You know, I'm usually missing it because it come up so quick from Monday on me, the first Monday.
Yeah.
But anyway, as I was listening, I mean, such an agreement with the ladies that have spoken already. But one of the things I treasure is my life in Christ. Because when I was outside of Christ, I was ragged. Ooh, tore up, I'm telling you. But I thank God for creating a new creature in him.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is I treasure my family, and I treasure every person that's in the body of Christ, because we are called to pray for one another. And that's one of my other things is I treasure the time that I can just come before God and pray and seek his face. And I'm telling you, he answers prayer. He really answers prayer.
Yes.
When you go to him with the word, reminding him of his word, will not let his word go void. He will watch over his word. And the other thing I heard someone was saying, trust. We have to trust him with everything, which really our life depends on him anyway. So we got to trust him. And I was, we have been reading a scripture. I can't tell you right now where it's from, but you probably heard it. Whereas God say he will contend with those that contend with you. Hey, that's a fight, no battle. But the God got it. And he said, I will contend with those that contend with you. And there's another little part I love too. And I will save your children.
Amen.
I said, whoa. Thank you, Jesus, because, you know, being a mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, stand on that promise, because it's not going to return back void. He said it. It's not an if he said it. He said it. So that tells me God said it. He can back it up, and he'll do it. So no matter how raggedy, look, because I got some that's living raggedy, and I say raggedy outside the will of God. I got some. But I still say, Lord, I thank you for saving my children and my children's children and everyone that is connected to me that's not in the family of God. And I just believe God for it. That's, I mean, that's like in Louisiana, we have a saying. The saying is, say two. Say two means that's it. Nothing else.
All right.
Say two. That's it. Thank you for allowing me to share that. Because I was helping God, and you don't have to be worried about being tossed to and fro. Anchor in him.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much, Mother Pat, for sharing those words of wisdom. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I have on the line here, let me see. Oh, my dear sister in Christ, Elder Maddie Green. Elder Maddie Green, I'm going to bring you into the studio tonight. Praise God. Yeah, and I know this is impromptu. She's going to talk about me afterwards, but that's okay. Hello, Elder Maddie Green. How are you? Elder Green, you there? 25, yeah. Maybe she'll come back here. Hold on 1 second. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God. We give him all the praise. We're talking about tonight those things that you treasure. If there is someone else that would like to share in this conversation, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We'll bring you into the studio. What are some of the things that you treasure in your life? We know, as the women of God have said earlier, that we value our relationship with our Heavenly Father. We value relationships with our loved ones, our husbands, and our children. But also, too, you should value, as we're talking about tonight, your health. Do you value your health? Do you value your health? Are you making your health a priority? We need to be able to do that. That is important that we make our health a priority. How do we make our health a priority? Well, guess what? Just as we seek God for everything, we can also ask him to be able to give us guidance where our health is concerned. Of the foods that we eat, are you eating properly? Are you taking care of your health? You know, many of us, as we age, you know, I hit, by the grace of God, I hit 61 years old this year. And I just give God the praise, because even though that there have been some health challenges and health issues, God has kept me. I give him all the praise. So we too, in the midst of those things that we treasure, we must treasure our health. I see that Sister Justina Awani has signed in, and I'm going to go ahead and bring her into the studio and let her have the microphone. Praise God. Sister Justina, hello. Good evening. How are you?
I'm good, and you? I'm very sorry for being late.
No problem, no problem. We continued on with the program, and I Amen. Know you shared with me that you wanted to talk with the ladies about those things, treasure. And so I went ahead and
That's
I prompted and asked that question. And we had shared with us, the women of God said that they value their time and their relationship with Almighty God, that they value relationships with their families, their husbands, their children. And so as you were signing in, I was also sharing with them that we must also know the value and of the treasure of our health. And so at mm-hmm. this point, I'm going to turn the microphone over to you for you to continue with that conversation. Praise God. Go right ahead, please.
Thank you so much. I'm very sorry, ladies, for coming late, but please forgive me 70 times 7.
All is well.
Like Pastor Constance said, we decided to come up with this question tonight. What do we treasure in our lifetime? And so we got some question answers already, right? Everybody has.
We've okay. had the late. To answer those questions. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Are that-
so, you know, our health, our relationship with our Heavenly Father, of course, is one of the treasures that we have on earth, and the Holy Heaven as well. But while mm-hmm. we are here on this planet, our health is the most beautiful treasures that we have. If you don't have your health in order, you cannot do things that you want to do in your lifetime. When you are not mm-hmm. well enough to wake up every morning, it's a problem. You cannot go to work. You cannot do anything. When you cannot wake up every morning, your brain is very foggy. You don't know what to do. So
mm-hmm.
here on this earth, as our Lord and Savior is our first treasure here, our second treasure should be considered our health.
Yes.
All that God gave it to us to come here on this earth with our health. And the only thing we took out of this world to carry by home is our health. When it's broken, when the million of death means health is broken, complete and totally on the face of the earth. But spiritually, the spirit is alive and touring around the world for new assignment. So health, our bodies should be considered our second treasures while we are here on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Without the body thing that we can achieve, nobody cannot be buried with a the mansion houses. Nobody cannot be buried with $1 million in a bank account. Nobody cannot be buried with their jobs. We cannot just be buried with everything that we think we have worked for in this world, nothing. We living all here. The only thing that we came with and going by with is our bodies. So taking care of our bodies inside out should be our first and the last priority in life. Without this, good health is very expensive. I don't care how much money who had, they cannot pay for it. It's not even expensive to maintain health. All you need to do is pay attention to your body every morning you wake up. In the right ear, usually when you wake up, it's not, nothing is wrong with it. But this morning you wake up something, be concerned and say, why I wake up this morning, my right ear is not feeling good. Don't just be concerned, but take action. Take action and find out what the ear is trying to tell you. Holistically, we define pain as a saving injury. Because in a holistic world, we feel that pain, letting you know that something is happening to this part of your body that you are not aware of. So pay attention to this pain so that you can see what the body is trying to tell you. When we pay attention to our body, sometimes we don't go too far with health repair.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning we wake up, we need to figure out what the toes say, what the fingers say, the eye, the ears, the organs on the inside that we don't see. Just that when you're driving your car, you're looking at your gas gauge. If we get to yellow, you say, I need the gas. If we get to red, car stop. The thing where we look at our car gauge for gas, we need to pay attention to our bodies. But that thing we're in our homes, we wake up in the morning and say, this corner is dusty. It needs to be changed. It needs to be cleaned up. Then we go and clean it. We look at the roof and say, the roof needs repair. Then we find somebody to repair it. I need to tune up my car. Then we take it to the mechanic. Then mechanic tune it up and change all the spark plugs inside. And car is running good. That's the same thing God wants us to do with our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
This is the treasures that we have. And nobody else that can tell all the importance of the treasures of our body except our feelings. Feeling will tell you that it's time for this to be changed. It's time for you to pay attention to me. When you eat food, sometimes you say, I don't feel good. Feeling lets you know that something is not right about what you just ate. You drink something, you don't feel good. Feeling is also letting you know that what you drink is not good. So our body is a treasure.
Is that my feeling?
Okay. Our body is a treasure that we need to pay attention to it all throughout in our lifetime. That's all we got.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing we got. All the hard work we work, we go to work every day, nothing we have. Only our bodies we have. That's it.
I thought you were going to, I was about to cry.
Yeah. Okay, so let us pay attention to our body so that we can be able to enjoy our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, the beautiful homes that we have, all the beauty that we have worked for so hard in our lifetime that is surrounding us. When you take care of your body, you will live for so many long years in good health.
Mm-hmm.
So health, your health, only treasures here. Because it makes you to accumulate.
Mm-hmm.
If you have good health, you can accumulate as much as you can because you got energy, you got strength to go to work every day. And then your mind is sound. You work on the money, you think very well. so important that we take care of our body. It's so important that we pay attention to our body. It's so important that we just be very attentive to our feelings. God gave us every instrument, every device that we need to understand what our body sustains. Feelings alone. Just feelings. It will tell you anything that's wrong with your ear. Your ear hurting, the feeling is there. Whatever it is, the feeling is there for everywhere. On the toe, you feel it there, la, 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 la. In the midst of all this, we don't have nothing except our bodies. And for body to belong to us, we need to maintain a body with good food and good water.
Mm-hmm.
Good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Good communications. Good friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Good peace in your heart. Forgetting somebody that slapped your both ears. Sometimes when we let those ugly things go, we go to bed, we can sleep very sound, and our health is restored.
Mm-hmm.
When we keep things for a long time, it destroys our health. You do everything right, but there is something very little on the inside that you're not letting go. That little thing is growing every day, destroying your health. Growing every day, destroying your health. Total peace in the heart. It makes blood circulation to go all around the body. Blood circulation in the human body is like a main pipe that coming from the main road into your house. If there's a blockage in that pipe, you cannot get good water supply in the home. And you begin to wonder, what happened? The water pressure is low. The pressure is low because there's a clutter in between your house and the water divide. This is the same thing that happened to us human beings in our bodies. When we cannot let anything ugly go outside of our hearts, the heart begins to answer. To move, but there's something here blocking me. Peace. When we give it to ourselves, we live for a long time. We pray every day to God and say, Lord, do da 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 da. The peace that God has, sometimes we don't really need to ask, sometimes we just need to say, Lord, give me enough for your peace so that I will also inherit the peace and live for you and with you. Sometimes very little short prayer for peace, it can prolong our lives and improve our health.
Mm-hmm.
Everything requires maintenance. Everything requires maintenance, especially our health, the treasure. This treasure that we have, there is no millionaire in this world that can pay for it. Mm-mm. Only peace can pay for it. As we are here on this earth tilting the ground, let us try to live within our soul at peace with ourselves. And with our fellow men, so that our treasure can flourish, our health.
Amen.
Especially the day we're living in today. We are now living in a diseased world. Some of the only medicine we have is peace in our hearts to improve our health. Sometimes people go to them and say, the doctor don't know what is wrong with me, but I'm not feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
You're not feeling good because you're not letting something to go so your the circulation can be complete for health to be restored. Sometimes we don't need medicine. All we need is peace in our
mm-hmm.
hearts. Peace is a medicine. Love is a medicine.
Yes.
That's
mm-hmm.
how God put it within us and around us. The Bible talk about love from beginning to the end. The Bible talk about peace from beginning to the end. This is telling us that the only medicine we have to heal us inside out, complete and totally in this world that we live is peace and love. Two people can live together. If they don't love each other, there will be no peace here in between.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very important that we cherish our health. Spend as much you can spend on your health. When I'm talking about spending, I'm not talking about money. Spend some love on your health.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in the mirror and look at your body and say, I am beautiful. I am healthy. But I want to be more healthy. I want to be more beautiful. I want total peace in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't need money to maintain health. All you need is peace and love in your heart. Somebody sloppy, let them go. They will never go to sleep, but you will go to sleep because why? You let them go with their evil. All we need in this world, peace, love, to restore our health.
Amen.
I'm very sorry that I wasted your time tonight, so I don't want to keep you too long.
No, no, you are definitely not wasting our time. We thank God for you. Thank God for these words of wisdom that we need to be reminded of. We have a few more minutes left in the broadcast. I'd like to open up the lines to those that may have a question for you that tuned in tonight. And they may have a question for you. So if you have a question for Dr. Justina, I'm going to go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We're talking about health tonight, valuing, treasuring your health, praise God. And if you have a question, press 1 on your dial pad, and we will bring you into the studio. Hallelujah. Yes, it is important that we value and treasure our health. I was thinking about what you said regarding peace and how important it is to have love and peace in your life. See, we are beings that are made of body, mind, and spirit. And the peace, your peace, being able to maintain and have peace in your life, are certainly, if there is a lack of peace, it will impact the health of all three. It will impact your body, impact your mind, and it definitely impacts your spirit. So, yes, that is so very true when you said that peace, that it is a medicine. It is a medicine for peace, love, for your body, mind, and your spirit. Is there one tonight that has a I know Mother Pat and Minister Joycelyn as well. I know that you all have already chimed in, and the keypad is showing you with a raised hand. So I'm going to ask if you have a question for her. There's one. Hold on one moment. Minister Gretchen has raised her hand that she has a question as well. Go ahead, please, Minister Gretchen.
Good evening, Dr. Iwani. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, and you, honey?
All right. I just have a couple of questions for you. Thank you so much for your time. You're always a blessing to the body of Christ, and I appreciate and enjoy all your talks about health. It's very, very informative. But I'd like to know, what can we do today or tonight or today, what can we do to start working toward a more healthier lifestyle? If just you could just think of or tell us just one thing, a practical thing that we can start that would set us on the way of a better health life, what would you suggest for to get started on a healthier lifestyle? What one thing that you think, you know, we could do or start on baby steps towards that more healthier life?
You create peace within your heart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, say again.
Little things, you create peace within your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Create within your heart.
You know, when there is, if you wake up every morning, you don't feel hurt. I mean, you are not angry, you are not mad, you are not depressed. That alone, it gets you started on a healthy lifestyle for that day
mm-hmm.
or for every day. It's something that for some people, they, we need to practice that, and some people are already doing that. But
amen.
Like I said, medicine, the medicine, the pill and all the green leaves and roots and all of this, it's all God infused everything into peace and love. And that starts with yourself.
Okay.
If you don't love yourself, and nobody's going to echo that to you.
I like that.
Forget about all the ugly little things. You'll never do this little thing. This one do the little thing. Wave it
mm-hmm.
out. Wash it
mm-hmm.
off. Throw it
mm-hmm.
out. Let it go. Peace in your heart will make you to live for more than 200 years.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And my final question, Doctor, you were talking about listening to our body, which is very important, listening to our body, and it'll tell us a lot of things of what we need and what we don't need. Could you elaborate
mm-hmm.
maybe on some of the emotional costs and the financial costs that we could have to our bodies for not living a healthy and you know, holistic life, the emotional cost and the financial cost, how that can also impact our lives by not doing right by our bodies.
Mm-hmm. Now, the emotional, we're going to start with, because from emotion, that's where the finances get inside. Emotional, you know, once again, you have to love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you feel that somebody don't love you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you feel that somebody don't love you, that brings about depression. That you sometimes you live with it for so long that it becomes chronic.
Well,
now,
amen.
When you are chronically depressed, that mental will fail as well.
Mm-hmm.
When mental fail, then this means that we will not be able to even manage money that we have.
All right.
It's
yeah.
not how much you work for. It's how
yeah.
much you manage it.
Amen.
You can work for $2 and manage $2 and become $10, $1,500. But for
amen.
All of these to take place, you have to create peace within your heart. You have to love yourself. You have to always say, what do I need better for myself in this world here? How much do I love myself? How much peace that I have in my heart so that I can be able
mm-hmm.
to share with others? If you don't have much in your heart, it is impossible for you to share with somebody else around you.
Right, right.
So everything, your emotion, wellness, your financial wellness, it all starts with peace that you create within your heart.
Amen.
Peace goes a long way in our lifetime.
Yes, ma'am. Thank
peace
you,
Peace is our anxiety medicine. Peace is our pain medicine. Peace is every medicine that we ever think of. It all inside peace.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, we only have right at about a few more seconds left in the program, but I just want to share before we end the program, first of all, again, thank you so much, Dr. Justina Awani, for being a part of our broadcast and sharing these words of wisdom tonight, and reminding us of how our health and the peace that she talked about
that peace, the type of peace, is not a peace, as the word of God says. It's not a peace that the world can give. This type of peace also comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. And if you're on the line tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we're not going to leave this broadcast without providing you an opportunity to get to know him. He loves you. Jesus Christ loves you. Almighty God loves you. He loves you so much that the word of God says that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, whosoever will, that believes in him, shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Romans 10, 9 and 10 also tells us that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. Praise God. You can't have the life that God intended for you to live without salvation through Jesus Christ and a relationship with your creator, the one that made you. Hallelujah. That's Almighty God. So all you have to do is pray but a simple prayer and just say, Heavenly Father, Lord God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, that he came to this earth, lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins and the sins of this world. And now, Jesus, I ask you to come into my life, to take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you pray but that simple prayer, my sister, even if we got some brothers, my brothers on the line, God welcomes you into his kingdom, into the body of Christ. Your name has been written in the Lamb's book of life forever to be faith. And only then will you be able to live that abundant life that Jesus Christ paid the price for. Remember, he tells us in his word, you are not your own. You have been bought with a price. That price is the price that Jesus Christ laid down his life for so that you can have life and have it more abundantly. So we give God all the praise. We give him all the honor and glory tonight. I'm going to ask Sister Justina, if you will, close us out in prayer. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you. I thank God for all of you tuning in. I pray that tonight's message and word and the time spent with Dr. Awani was a blessing. Praise God that you gleaned from her and that you will go forth and put a greater value on your health, body, mind, and spirit in Jesus' name. Dr. Awani, we close us out in prayer tonight.
Let us pray.
Amen.
Merciful God, we come to say thank you tonight. And thank you every day for so many blessings we don't deserve. But Father God, yeah, you bless us. We come to say thank you for gathering the women here together, the women here together tonight. We come to say thank you for Pastor Constance and her family and for the church and for all the women that turn on once a month onto the broadcast.
Amen.
Father, we come to say thank you for everything. We
ask
as we go through these 50 days of Easter, Father God, we pray that you will enable us to know you personally, not collectively, and that we will know you as our Lord and Savior, and that as we know you, that it is only you alone as Jehovah God in our lifetime. We pray for the women and their family. We pray for their finances. We pray for their health. We pray for their children, their grandchildren. We pray for the job site. We pray for their secret desire. You hear all that is saying, no man hear, but God, only you who hear it. Father God, we pray that whatever it is that we discuss among ourselves tonight, that you will help us. We are men. We are sinners. But we come to you tonight that you will give us the strength to be able to understand our health and the issues that may come that we are not aware of. We pray, Father God, as we'll be returning next month, that you will get us another new inspiration of your word
And how? What can we do to live for you? What can we do to live for ourselves? What can we do that we will be sickness free as we live in this world? And that your name may be glorified. We pray for the brothers that are on the phone tonight with their wives and their sisters. And we pray for them as well. That, Lord, that you will be able to give them the peace that surpasses understanding. That as they live with your wives, especially Pastor Constance, husband, Father God, we pray for him.
Amen.
And we pray for the new ministry. Lord, they didn't call themselves to be in that building. You called them to be in there. You located that building. You opened their eyes to see the building. They walk around. And you told them, lift your eyes up. And look where? Look up on the hill. And then look up on the hill. According to your word, you said that our help comes from the hill. And Lord, we pray for these couples tonight, especially the husband. You said the man is the head of the home. We pray
Lord.
For his health. We pray for the wisdom. We pray for the peace. We pray for the love that he shared with the wife and the children and people that are in his congregation. Father God, we pray for him that you will continue to use him to bring glory and honor to you and that your name may be glorified.
Amen.
As
Thank
we leave
you,
here
Jesus.
Tonight, Father God, I will not leave your holy presence. Let all remain your holy presence are upon your eye. And that will be returning next month in your holy presence.
Yes.
To bring glory and honor to you, that your name may be glorified.
Yes.
We thank you for all that we said tonight and not yet said. We thank you for all that we have think about tonight and not yet think about. We thank you for everything that we are about to practice as of tonight, and we are yet to practice.
Yes, Lord.
We are weak because we are flesh. But we pray that you will give for the wisdom. You will give for the strength.
Thank you.
That
Jesus.
We will be able to take care of our health.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can be a good disciple for you. So that we can be a good soldier for you. So that we can be good minister, good evangelist, good doctor, good nurses, good all that we can be for you. And that your name may be glorified. It is all about exalting you. It is all about magnifying you. It is all
That's
about praising you.
Yes, hallelujah.
This is all we share on this earth to do.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to be what you cause us to be.
Yes, Father.
Help our husbands. Help the children at school.
Mm-hmm.
We pray for the children that go to school, Papa.
Mm-hmm.
We pray, Father God, that you will call them with the blood of Jesus and the man that pick up upon Jesus should never prosper in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you open our children eyes to see you in the classroom. Open our children eyes to see you in the football ground. Open our children eyes to see you wherever they are in their lifetime, and that your name may be glorified.
Yes, Mother.
We pray for our nurses and our doctors in the hospital. That, Lord, you open their eyes to see you in the hospital, in the patient room, in the operation room, in the delivery room, in the courthouse. We pray for the judges. In the military, we pray for our military.
Yes.
In the Marine, we pray for our Marine. All over the world, we pray for this country. We pray for this country. We pray for our leader. We pray that Lord, you are going to open their eyes
to see you. Yes. Open their eyes.
And make decisions that will bring peace and happiness to us in this country.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for peace in America.
Yes.
We pray for peace in America.
We
pray for wisdom for our leaders. We pray for the politicians that, Lord, you will give them that supernatural wisdom.
Yes, Lord.
Let them know that it is you that called them. No man called them, but they were called by you.
Thank you.
Give those that are leading all the wisdom to know you personally, not collectively.
Yes, Lord.
Merciful God, we thank you for everything. We pray that you are going to rain down upon America.
Oh,
yeah. And that you
oh,
are going
yeah.
to rain down peace upon America.
Yes.
You are going to
yes.
rain down love upon America. You are going to rain down
yes.
wisdom and understanding upon America.
Mm-hmm.
And that your name may be glorified.
Yes, my God.
We thank you for everything.
Your name be glorified, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Let the words of our mouth and the meditation
yes,
of our hearts
mm-hmm.
be clean
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
acceptable in thy sight.
Yes. Amen.
O Lord, I will train our Redeemer.
Hallelujah.
And forever.
Thank
long.
You. Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. In Jesus. Amen. 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 We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the presence of your Holy Spirit. Now, my dear
yes.
sisters, thank you for tuning
yes.
in tonight to the Queen Talk
yes,
Radio broadcast. Praise God. Thank you for our special guest and this special woman of God and Dr. Justina Awani. We give God praise for her. Go forth this week and have a wonderful week. And to God be all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. We love you and good night. God bless.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. God bless.
Amen.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praise? Belongs to God. Here we go.
Let's
take it up one more time. Every praise.
Every praise.
Come on, everybody.
To our God.
praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God.